USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Holiday travelers are dealing with more flight delays and cancellations just ahead of the 4th of July. FlightAware is saying just over 1,600 flights have been delayed in the United States and more than 200 have been canceled. This frustrated passenger sharing her flight horror story with CNN.
I did get an updated email about 30 minutes after the cancellation, and that has me going from New York to Boston, arrive in Boston at midnight, and then sleep around at Boston until 8 a.m., and then get to New Orleans tomorrow at 10:45 a.m., so a full 24 hours, because I should have been leaving here at 10:30.
Final preparations are being made for the 46th annual Macy's 4th of July fireworks display in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Hot dog eating champion Joey Chestnut will defend his title on the 4th of July. The 14-time winner of Nathan's hot dog eating contest will be on crutches when he returns to New York's Coney Island Monday because of a ruptured tendon in his right leg. Chestnut will attempt to break his own world record from last year, which saw him eat 76 hot dogs with buns in just 10 minutes. A Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick tells Fox News that this decision will place more illegal immigrants at risk of abuse from cartels near the border.
No one gets across that border without paying the cartels. And so when you see the women who have been raped, the children who have been abused, that is inhumane and cruel.
This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
If you're heading to our nation's capital on the 4th of July, patience will be key.
Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Pro-abortion activists are continuing to hold protests in the weeks following the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn shares her opinion on the rallies.
If they do not get their way on an issue, what do? They try to change the rules and they take to the streets and they riot.
Ice cream made in Florida is being linked to a listeria outbreak. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention saying Saturday that the Big Ulf Creamery products should not be consumed due to the outbreak. The products are sold through 7 Big Ulf stores and 15 other independent points of sale throughout the state of Florida and are only sold in Florida. The CDC saying the deadly listeria outbreak has sickened 23 people in 10 states, one of whom has died. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.